This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast on my flagship Salem Media Group station in Tampa, Florida, where it is currently a balmy 36 degrees on one thermometer that I have and a balmy 38 degrees on the other thermometer that I have. So, take your pick. And we are broadcasting two stations all across America and around the world, too, on the internet and satellite. And we thank everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever it is that you're doing in whatever manner. Thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program, all about we the people. And a special shout always goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And a little something about Facebook here. We've got a couple of groups that are just growing by leaps and bounds. One of them is a group called Americans for America. And we're approaching 7,000 plus people over there in that group right now. So if you want to get in there and get involved in a very active group, that would be the place to go, because there's all kinds of stuff going on all the time over there. And, of course, one of our Tea Party groups now has over 40,000 members in it and growing. So there you go. But anyway, let's get over to the telephone, because waiting patiently is Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. They won't be there long, trust me. There they go. It's colder than the well diggers, you know what, and they don't want any part of it. But I want to thank you for being around. And by the way, it may be cold here, but it's below freezing where you're at.
Yeah, we're in the upper 20s, but, you know, for an old Chicago boy, I'm just putting on sunscreen and laying out in the sun.
Yeah, I know you are. And by the way, it was cold where I was at on Saturday. Now, a lot of people weren't properly dressed for it, and I dress in layers when it gets like that, so I was fairly comfortable. I wasn't warm, but I wasn't cold either. And, of course, I was sitting out there with a little bit of a wind blowing around, a little bit of a drizzle before it quit. And we were outdoors, but it was all fine. So let's say the Pledge of Allegiance and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we got a real mess brewing in the Ukraine. I don't quite understand why we're putting our necks out like this, but according to Congressman Mike McCaul, Republican of Texas, he said that the United States has been projecting weakness since the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan, and is continuing even as Russia is tightening the noose around the Ukraine's neck, and Vladimir Putin sees an opportunity to do something that he may never see again in a weak President Joe Biden. What say you?
I agree. Completely, 100%. As a matter of fact, when Putin decides to pull the trigger on Ukraine, no pun intended, start looking over at Taiwan.
Yeah.
Because I see no reason why the Chinese wouldn't immediately go into Taiwan.
Yeah.
So everybody over there should be a little worried about this, too, because I just don't see the Biden administration doing a damn thing about it.
No.
They don't even saber rattle well.
No. Mm-mm. No. And
you know, we've got the aircraft carrier over there and grotesquely outnumbered by the Russian Navy, by the way.
140 ships they got.
I mean, I've got to be honest with you. If they were to take out a U.S. aircraft carrier, I think it's a coin flip on whether Biden would do anything but talk big anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right. What a shame. What a shame. And by the way...
That's what happens when your Secretary of Defense is more worried about white radicals in the ranks than preparing people for war.
Yeah, well, let's go to what Secretary of State Blinken had to say here. He said U.S. troops could be deployed into Ukraine or somewhere in the region to help deter a Russian invasion. Well, they're talking about 5,000 troops. That's not going to deter 100,000 troops on the other side. It just isn't going to do it.
No, and somewhere in the region. As far as I'm concerned, they could put them in Africa. It wouldn't matter. You know, so, I mean, there's no, like I said, they don't even saber rattle well. We could have put sanctions on this thing. We could have affected the pipeline that they want to have going into Germany. And do you think with Europe now dependent on Russia for oil, that NATO's going to have a giant response to this?
That's why Germany's not touching it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they've set, the Biden administration has set the Russians up for success in going into the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Ukrainians should just be foaming at the mouth angry with what they're doing.
Now, there was a suggestion made in the last hour that perhaps we should take all 40,000 of our troops out of Germany since they don't want to seem to get involved in anything and move them all into the Ukrainian country or the region, rather. So we'll talk about that when we come back. But anyway, it was mentioned, folks. It really was. It was mentioned. All right, we'll be coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. And by the way, it's amazing to me how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the place, including the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the upper Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss either. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could think about. And if they haven't got it, they'll get it. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so don't forget to take advantage and upgrade your ride now. By the way, if you want to sell your vehicle, it's going to be worth more than what the Kelley Blue Book says. So give them a call. Let them appraise it. If it's in good shape, you might be surprised at what they'll offer you. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan opening soon in Brooksville on State Route 50. Check them out online, MossNissan.com. And don't forget, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And good morning, Frank, and thanks for staying warm.
Yeah, it's not a chore.
Yeah. Now, we've been talking about the Kremlin, and here's where you and I are going to have some fun. We know what happened in Afghanistan with, what, $85 billion worth of equipment left behind?
Mm-hmm.
We have just sent, over the weekend, $200 million worth of U.S. military aid to the Ukraine. Now, let me just throw this out there. Say Russia comes in and say they do take over the Ukraine. We just gave Russia $200 million of our equipment.
Yeah, you know, you don't come late to the party and expect to get a front row seat for the festivities. You know, so you're right. We're doing the same thing we did in Afghanistan, although this is a lot on a smaller scale, but just as irresponsible. We should have been making sure that they couldn't go in, or it would have exerted pain for them to go in. I don't see where anything that the United States is doing with the Ukraine situation, exacting pain on Russia for what Russia's doing. We didn't put sanctions back on them. We green-lighted the Nord Stream 2. What price are they paying for going into Ukraine?
Nothing.
Yeah. So, you know, wink and blink and a nod, you know, who you know, he was a career diplomat. Well, boy. Maybe he shouldn't be a career diplomat.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like he's doing a damn thing. And the puppet masters who are making Biden dance over in the Oval Office,
mm-hmm.
it's almost as if they want Ukraine to fall.
And that brings us over to China, who's watching all of this on their end. Now, they've been having a ball lately. They've been taunting the U.S. Navy, our ships, our aircraft. They just flew four of their combat aircraft into, not around, not beside, into Taiwanese airspace.
Yeah, they're looking at this whole thing. And this was before Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
They knew Biden was going to be weak in Alaska. When the Chinese sat down and talked to the United States in Alaska just after Biden was sworn into office, and they pretty much told him, we don't find you to be a threat anymore. We don't think that you're a world power anymore. We think that you're very weak, and we're going to do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
They have been navigating on that footing since that time,
mm-hmm.
and they've called a spade a spade.
Right.
They see a weak U.S. president. And they're doing whatever the hell they want. And they're emboldened by the World Economic Forum just tantamount to endorsing their economic system for the entire world in the Great Reset. So you see Putin going to Ukraine? I'm saying odds are pretty good that you see China going to Taiwan as well.
I agree.
And you got mumbling Joe not knowing what to do because two things are happening at the same time, and it's oatmeal nap time.
That's okay. He'll send Kamala. All right. We do have a caller.
Yeah. He's going to want her to go over to China to figure it all out, and instead she'll go down like Argentina.
All right. We've got a caller. Let's take the caller. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Anyway, I did a little research. Ukraine had 1,700 nuclear warheads when they had before the Soviet Union broke up. They also had rocket bases plus cruise missiles.
Yep.
What if they held back some of those nuclear weapons, and even if they didn't, Russia might think they could, and they decide to bluff and say, Russia, hey, if you attack us, we'll take out something. All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, first of all, if they start firing nuclear weapons over there, if Ukraine starts it because they get invaded by Russia and they go after a Russian city, let's say, do you think for one second that Russia would hold back?
No, Russia would annihilate them.
Of course they would. They would destroy Kiev.
Something else to keep in mind about that is the remnants of those nuclear missiles happen to be Russian-made. So if they haven't been getting Russian parts, they're not up to speed.
Right.
For maintenance, you know, and Russia, you know, they want Ukraine back in their Soviet sphere because Putin is hell-bent on reassembling the Soviet Union.
That's right.
That's his right to do that. So, you know, unless they've been trying to get spare parts under the radar, which, you know, probably wouldn't be happening, given what the, given how the Ukrainian government's not necessarily exactly squeaky clean. I don't see their nuclear arsenal being in the best of shape to do any response.
No.
You know, so yeah, I think that's a very, very distant possibility.
No, we haven't
seen. You'll see the government of Ukraine resign.
Mm-hmm.
Get bribed and resign before you see them launching nuclear missiles.
And that could happen. Now, this is really interesting. Beto O'Rourke has told Joe Biden he is not interested in any help from him during his campaign for Texas governor. Isn't that a slap in the face?
Well, Texas Democrats, now you know exactly how stupid Beto O'Rourke is as a politician. You never do that. He's not going to get Republicans to vote for him, and those are the only people who actually understand that Joe Biden's a moron.
Mm-hmm.
He just alienated 25%, if not 30% of his base by saying that in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. So, again, this guy is a clown that keeps on giving performances. He's lost everything that he's run for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like if you're a Democrat, in order to be able to run for a more important office, you need to lose the one before. He ran for senator, and he lost. He ran for president, and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's running for governor of Texas. Not a little position either.
No,
and he's gonna get annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people like Beto O'Rourke, who just decide they're going to run, when they get the mandate for the people saying we don't want you, why do they keep thinking that all they have to do is run for another office, like it's their right?
I don't know. You know, go ahead,
Beto. Go home. Go home. You know, a three-time loser is like, ask Hillary Clinton if it works well to keep running.
Mm. And she may be back.
She's not going anywhere. Her own people are saying she's not going anywhere. The latest poll between her and Trump, and that's a fictitious race, has her down by points.
I know. I saw it.
You know.
All right, you're going to stick around, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department will begin evacuating families and non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv this week. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News says President Biden may send U.S. troops to the region in support of NATO allies.
What I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
The United Kingdom's Foreign Office announced Monday it, too, was withdrawing some embassy staff and dependents from Kyiv. The lead investigator for the January 6th House Select Committee, Tim Heafy, has been fired from his position as the University of Virginia's counsel by the state's new Republican Attorney General. While Democrat lawmakers in Virginia claimed the firing was political, an Attorney General spokesman told the Associated Press, the Attorney General wants the University Council to return to giving legal advice based on law and not the philosophy of a university. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You know, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for over 7 years, and I take it because it works. Now, the problems that I have are ongoing, so I don't stop it. I keep it in my system all the time by taking it twice a day, 7 days a week. And once in a while, I have to take it a third time. Depends on how bad the pain is that I'm dealing with. But the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help my body to support its natural response to both inflammation, swelling that I have, as well as lowering or eliminating the pain by going straight to the source. Now, best part is it's 100% drug-free. The other part, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something that your body needs to have anyway. Now, it only costs $19.95, and you get that, the 3-week quick start, you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. There are no clubs to join, there are no special add-ons or anything like that. It costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling to get it to you right off the bat. That's it, period. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try it out, because if you've got pain like I do and you want to get rid of it, this will work. It's that simple. Okay, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, over the weekend, we found out there's a big population of ships off the coast of Mexico. If you look out at the Pacific, it's kind of, it makes sense for the ships to go out of sight from California and move further down there. After all, the weather is better the further south you go, right? But here's the problem. Here's the problem. I'll tell you what. The number of ships waiting to deliver goods in Los Angeles has not gotten smaller because they're doing such a bang-up job. It's about 12% higher since it was when all this stuff started. There are about 190 ships and more coming. All kinds of ships. Tankers, freighters, container ships, whatever, waiting in line to dock at the Los Angeles and Long Beach ports. Isn't that something?
Yeah, and when you talk to the people in the trucking industry, they say that it's a big part of this is because of the stupid coronavirus mandates that are being inflicted by the state of California, federal government, the industry, the whole shot. You know, this is why we have bare shelves in our grocery stores, people. When you've got whole countries, you've got Britain saying, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with the COVID thing. No more restrictions, no more passports, no more mandatory this,
mm-hmm.
no more nothing. We're going to learn to live with it. It's an endemic. Let's move on.
Yep.
And they're trying to get back to normalcy, and you still got idiots like Gavin Newsom and the morons in the Biden administration
mm-hmm.
talking this. We've got to lock everything down and macromanage this like you can't believe because it's going to just destroy people. You better get back to good or starvation is going to start destroying people.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a joke anymore, and people have to seriously question whether or not this administration is purposely doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to trot Jen Psaki out there to combat that idea, saying, don't be ridiculous, just have a margarita. We're not purposely punting on the supply chain,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? They are purposely punting on the supply chain because with a backup like that, the National Guard should have been activated nationally and sent to the border to get the backlog done months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the economic geniuses behind this, can they be that stupid or is this on purpose? The question needs to be asked.
Well, my money is on purpose.
No, you know, when you are trying to change the global economy,
mm-hmm.
the best way to do it is like Democrats and progressives have been doing it all along. Create chaos and pain for the people so that you can walk in with a solution
mm-hmm.
that sounds good, but changes everything up. Because when people are in pain, they'll go the way of the most organized and best funded answer. And right now, that's the reprobates,
mm-hmm.
the incredible megalomaniacs of the World Economic Forum,
mm-hmm.
the unelected reprobates of the World Economic Forum and their stupid ESG scores, which are going to make mm-hmm. credit scores look like nothing.
Yep. And let's go to Mary and get her on the line here and see what she has to say first. Okay, Mary, what's going on?
Good morning. Yes, I wanted to say I did see the write-up on the Great Reset, and that's pretty neat on the EGF scores. Probably true, going to ruin a lot of businesses with that. But I think the World Economic Forum has decided to plug ahead. Just go ahead. But I wanted to say one more thing. On the history of Russia, you have to go back, way back when, to like 100 A.D., and read on the history of Russia and the Khazarian Mafia and see what was going on at that time. I remember when Crimea went back to Russia, a lot of those people wanted to go back to Russia.
That's right.
They voted for that. So you also have to look at what else is going on with the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 and get into the history to see what Russia really is doing and who really wants what. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Okay, back to what we were talking about, and that's quite an article you wrote about the World Economic Forum and the ESG, the unilateral power that was given to ignore the economic sovereignty of every nation on the planet, as so written.
No, yeah, nobody's been elected over there. This Klaus Schwab is a German economist who decided to get a cabal of the world's richest people together. And every year they get together in Davos and decide what's going to happen with the economic systems of the world. We've got no representation there. We're not a sovereign nation when it comes to our economy anymore if we allow these people to do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the ESG scores, this is going to force the climate change agenda of the radical left, not a responsible agenda for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
ESG doesn't have anything to do with the environment. It's one aspect, environment. S is social justice, and G is governance. Do you have enough social justice people make up on your corporate boards? It short shifts the shareholder and moves everything to stakeholder capitalism, which is a buzzword for the commune capitalist system that China has.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to impose the Chinese capitalist hybrid onto the world using climate as a guise. People, you need to read up on this, because if we don't act now and they get to install this as the economic system, your upward mobility is done.
Mm-hmm.
The middle class is done. We're going back to a time where there's the ultra rich and everybody who serves them. And if you decide to say no or try to exist outside the box, With the digital currencies that everybody's moving towards, they can shut off your money with a switch,
mm-hmm,
and make you poor because you won't conform.
And
we need to understand the ESG thing, and we need to divest ourselves from companies that are going that way. This pushback must happen. Otherwise, we're done.
And the very first name on your list is George Soros.
Yep. When you just look at the people who gather in Davos every year, they are the ultra rich and the self anointed powerful in world governance. The head of the IMF, the UN Secretary General. Mm-hmm. Dr. Fauci's gonna be there.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Dr. freaking Fauci is gonna be in on this. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need an immunologist at an economic forum? I mean, there is no coincidence on this one. We've mm-hmm. been watching Davos do this stuff for decades now. It's time to expose them and push back, so these people have to go back to being in the private sector. What they're ushering in here, without question, is a global fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the definition of fascism. It's private-public partnership where the private sector enforces what the government wants upon you without any representative government to stop them.
Well, this is a great article, folks. If you want to see it, go over to undergroundusa.com. It talks about the World Economic Forum trying to strong-arm the sovereign economies. Take a look at it, read it, understand it. That's what we're talking about. Frank, you have a great day. Stay warm. I'll talk to you on Friday.
Stay low.
All righty, that's our buddy Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. Check him out. You'll know what's going on. I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year, I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, and here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, the prognosticator of all things prognosticable. That's a new word for you. Patrick Hyland, good morning.
I like it. Good morning, Matt Bruce. Thanks a lot, Captain, and good morning, America, brother. Tell you what, thanks for all the truckers out there moving things for us so we can have a good life. The things we all like. So just want to do a shout out to those folks. Our wonderful military, like you, Captain. Thanks for you guys. So what football games yesterday, Captain? Two classics.
My
unbelievable.
God.
I mean, I can't believe, you know, the Rams will throw ahead of the Bucks. It looked like it was going to be a game over 34, you know, 14 final. And then the Bucks came back to tie it up 27.
27, and then last few minutes of the game, they moved the ball down there. Amazing, and really last few seconds. And Matt Gay, former kicker of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, took the ball three up to beat him. How crazy is that? It's just funny how that happens in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chiefs stunned the Bills of an overtime thriller, 42-36. Amazing. Last 2 minutes, 25 points, Captain, out of the guy in history. I don't think we'll see that again in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just awesome quarterbacks with teams that were unstoppable. Tariq Hill and Gabriel Davis. It should be interesting to see. It does beg a point, Captain, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. And I don't know what the audience feels. You know, the Bills didn't even get the ball in overtime. I would like to see him change the overtime rule. I'm glad he changed. You just go 40 yards, kick a field goal and win. But still, you go 75 yards and win too, and the team doesn't even have a chance to get the ball and tie you up. I don't care for that. I think the college game has it right, Captain, in that department. You know, give them the ball there at the 25 and you know, last team not to score. And if they keep tying, you make them go for a 2-point conversion. So if somebody misses a 2-point conversion, they lose the game. I think that might be a better way to do it. What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, yeah, either that or each team should get a chance to go for a touchdown. If one gets it, the other one should be able to get the ball and try to go down the field and get a touchdown. Then the end result is a tie, right?
Yeah.
Unless the second team that gets the touchdown goes for 2 points instead of one.
Right.
Then they get the win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you force them to go for and maybe during the regular season they let them just, you know, go for it and then it ends in a tie. Now, obviously, in the postseason, you can't have a tie because we need the team to advance.
No, I think if the second team gets a chance to go for a touchdown, just like the first team did, obviously, if you get a field goal and the second team gets a touchdown, they win. I get that. But if the first team gets a touchdown, the second team should be able to get the ball back and try to get a touchdown, too. But then they have a chance to win it if they score the 2 points.
Well, how about they have to do the 2 point in the postseason versus the regular season?
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Something's got to give here to give the team a chance, I think.
Yeah.
I think some other people do too. Now, the big stories are going to be this, Captain, is Aaron Rodgers come back to Green Bay.
Yeah. And Brady.
Does Brady, you know, come back in 2022? I think it's a pretty big sure to ask either of them, you know, after the game yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, after the game yesterday with Tom Brady. You just lost your last game of the year. You're not really thinking about anything except clearing your head. You're numb. You're not, you know, a sound mind. You're not obviously happy. I think it's kind of silly sometimes we ask these guys questions that just beg no answer.
Well, I think that Brady, I just have a feeling that Brady will come back because he'll think that he's got one more chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he might, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just bought, you know, that would be interesting. The question is, will Aaron Rodgers be in Green Bay? Because I do believe Aaron Rodgers will be another year.
Okay. No. You and I talked about this. I thought about it for a second. I said Seattle, and then I caught myself when you said Denver. I agree with you, Denver.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that would help them out. And, you know, maybe he can pull a Peyton Manning there at Denver, like Peyton did after he left the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. I know the Packers want him back. Even LaFleur said, man, I'd be crazy not to want the guy back.
Sure.
You know, at least he has the support of the head coach, and that's important.
But if he doesn't come back to Green Bay, then suddenly you've got a Detroit and a Green Bay, or I'm sorry, and a Chicago that's going, oh, man, now we got a chance.
Oh, yeah, it does change the division. You betcha. You know, we'll see if Detroit can get better, if Chicago's going to get a head coach that can make them better, and the Minnesota Vikings, I mean,
mm-hmm.
if they can put the pieces together, they'd be okay. You know, another thing, Captain, before I forget, I wanted to do a shout-out to Dale Earnhardt Jr. for making the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Yep.
God bless him. Himself, Red Farmer, was a great NASCAR guy, and Mike Stefanik, was another great guy for NASCAR. It should be a cool NASCAR season.
I watched him when he was up at the Oswego Speedway running the modifieds, super modifieds. Mike Stefanik. Mm-hmm.
Yep, there you go, Captain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cool sport. It's a lot of fun to watch. A lot of people enjoy it. It's a very popular sport. Daytona will be here in no time. So it'll be exciting here for NASCAR. It'll be exciting rest of the football season. Captain, Cincinnati will go up to K-State, so we'll see what happens there. And the Rams will be hosting the 49ers.
You know something? Let me just give you a hypothetical. I think if you get Cincinnati in the Super Bowl against San Francisco, you'll have a brand new television audience you haven't had before, because a lot of the folks you're going to remember when the last time Cincinnati was there, let alone San Francisco and the dynasties that were there years ago. I think there'll be a lot of curiosity seekers watching football.
I agree. It really will be. 4 years ago, the Cincinnati Bengals and the San Francisco 49ers played. And that was a great Super Bowl. You know, last but not least, Captain, it should be pretty wild, though. If the Rams do win, they will play in their home field the Super Bowl, just like the Bucs did last year. And that was the first time that happened last year. So for it to happen back-to-back would really be unique. So with that note, God bless you.
We'll see you on Tuesday, right, at Mission Barbecue?
I'm hoping to see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Okay. And by the way, folks, this final segment brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4550 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's see what we can do here. Let's do a little time here with Todd from Tampa. Go ahead.
Let's get down to business, man. You don't blitz the safety and let Cooper Kupp run down the field like an idiot, okay? That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. There's 27 seconds left. You blitz the linebacker and don't let anything get deep, and you tackle the guy inbounds, but they got no timeout. That's the stupidest defensive call I've ever seen in my life. That would have gone overtime and we would have won the game. That's when coaches lose games right there. That's a disgrace. That's like Joe Biden's presidency, a total disgrace. Let me say something else. As the captain, let the captain tell you what happened to his taxes when he went by himself, and he'll tell it better upstate New York and got his tag. He went because he says politics is all over. Let me tell the county commissioners over here who put an HRFC in, and when you submit your site plans, you're as corrupt as the officials in that game who gave us penalties.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd. We got to go. Go, go. Have a great day, everybody. I've got unofficially sitting right here, 37 degrees right here where I'm at the radio station. That's the unofficial temperature. So have yourself a great day. I'll see you all tomorrow at Mission Barbecue, and I'll see you tonight on the radio at 2 a.m. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.